Hello everybody, this is the recording of Pascal Girard's message for Sunday the 3rd of October. While doing my studies, I handled a lot of materials and in particular cement, mortar and concrete. I learned, for example, that to build the screed of a house, it didn't take long for the concrete to set once it had been poured. Our teacher told us that constructing a new building where a sugar factory used to be had been a disaster, and the story goes that adding sugar to the fresh concrete that was used to build the Atlantic Wall in a few places has made these bunkers somewhat fragile. In this case, probably an unexpected act of resistance at the time, but clearly a simple and effective method. Jesus told a similar story to highlight an important aspect in order to understand how the church is growing. This is the story of the weeds in the field that Jesus told as he sat in a boat by the Sea of Galilee and in Capernaum. Jesus tells a parable to the crowd in Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." This is how the church grows. Today we see how the church must endure and support the tensions within her. Let's get things in order. It is probable that many of Jesus' listeners have, at one time or another, entertained the idea of taking revenge on one of their enemies. If one person felt unfairly treated and saw no way to get justice, it was an easy way to get revenge on the other person for the injustice suffered. Jesus now relates such a case. "But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away." Verse 25. The insidious aspect of this action is that the damage caused was not discovered until much later, too late, when the ears of wheat began to sprout. Verse 26. "When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared." The reason the tares were not discovered until the wheat began to sprout is that the tares looked a lot like wheat. Reviewers are unanimous. It must be a well-known plant that looks surprisingly like wheat. It is only in the later stages of growth that it can be recognized as a poisonous plant. When the workers discovered the noxious weed, they asked its owner, in verse 27, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" The density of weeds baffled them. They could imagine that the seed might not be pure, mixed with cereal seeds, but the owner was sure that top quality seeds had been sown. In verse 28 we read, "An enemy did this," he replied. So it was an act of sabotage, and now the workers want to repair the damage and ask their master, verse 28, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" They wanted to rid the field of weeds, removed everything that was disturbing and destructive. In fact, it's a good idea. After all, weeding is one of the most important tasks in the garden. We are constantly busy getting rid of weeds, and the workers were ready to get involved in ridding the field of these troublesome and poisonous weeds. The workers in this story, I think, are the disciples of Jesus. These are the disciples of Jesus who are concerned with the growth of the church. And Jesus' disciples had often shown that they were willing to work hard. One day, while Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, the disciples had to seek shelter in Samaria, but no one in Samaria was ready to give Jesus a bed. The disciples were extremely angry about this, and James and John wanted to tidy up and forcibly find a place to stay. They asked Jesus in Luke chapter 9, verse 54. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" They first asked Jesus. They wanted to present it in a vivid way, to pull out the weeds that stood in their way and restricted their freedom of movement. They wanted to claim their place because they thought they had a right to it. But Jesus rebuked them harshly. He would not allow it in any case. They should accept the situation as it was. Of course, we can understand the disciples well. If we meet resistance, we want to get rid of it as quickly as possible and restore order. If we feel disadvantaged or demeaned in any way, it hurts us deeply. The desire to get rid of the perpetrators of this degradation runs deep within us. We want to make the world around us better and more enjoyable. There's nothing wrong with that in itself. It is only when we want to do it by force in the name of the gospel that we are totally wrong. The gospel cannot and should not be spread by force. Opponents must never be destroyed. Patience is key, whether we like it or not. Even if we want to accuse so-called fundamental Christians over and over again of being ready for violence, this is simply slander. Those who adhere to the foundations of the Christian faith will never want to resort to violence to spread the gospel or to defend it. Of course, we would like to speak out against all that is bad, pillory it, and ensure that it is eliminated. No more sects, no more false doctrines, no more anything that hinders the kingdom of God, and myself too, and prevents its full development. If only everyone followed sound doctrine, then we would be living our ideal. In history, there have always been such movements that believed they could establish an ideal world, impose paradise on this world by power and violence. But it is a great mistake which leads to much misery and brings the gospel into disrepute. No, it's too risky. The response from the landowner is unequivocal. "No," replied the master, "because by removing the weed, you risk pulling up the wheat at the same time. The risk of uprooting the wheat with the tares is too great. Wheat must not be uprooted under any circumstances." But before we continue to think about the meaning of history, we must first break down the meaning Jesus gave to individuals and individual objects. The man who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, that is to say, Jesus. The field symbolizes the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom of heaven. The enemy is the devil who sows the weeds, and these weeds represent the people who rebel against God. Through this parable, Jesus showed that Christians in this world are surrounded by many people who do not share the values of the kingdom of God. At first glance, it seems that everyone is the